The long hours just before dawn, Mrs. Gregory and Captain Bradford have waited in the Euclidean control chamber with G-47, waited for news of the submarine, which is plowing northward in 50 feet of water, to meet and capture the rescue boat with Johnson aboard. Jerry and Joan have been forced to go with the submarine, and Jerry has been compelled to send radio messages from the submarine to Johnson, as if he were sending them from the Magic Island, asking Johnson to hurry to the island. As we look into the communication chamber on the 50-foot level of the island, we find G-47 looking intently into the prism reflectors. Mrs. Gregory and Captain Bradford watch him.
Don't forget you were fooled once before when you were allowed to look into this reflector.
That's true, Pat, but this time I think our friend here is too busy to bother with playing any tricks on me, eh, G-47?
Precisely. The image before you is Johnson's boat.
Then if your calculations are correct, and if those messages we heard between the submarine and Johnson's boat were genuine, the submarine should be under the other boat in a few minutes now.
Right. If Johnson's hitting a steady 35, as he says, and the sub maintains its 25, they should meet in 5 or 6 minutes.
What will happen then? What instructions have you given that woman commander regarding her treatment of Johnson?
She will bring the boat here, if Johnson is sensible. Otherwise...
Otherwise what?
It will be sunk with all on board.
Oh, Tex, I'd rather lose everything on board than have that happen. G-47... Won't you let us send a message to Johnson, telling him to surrender peaceably?
I want everything on board that boat, but I will destroy it if necessary. There are other materials, and your formula, which Johnson has taken from the leg of that pigeon.
Oh, you knew the pigeon had reached Johnson's boat?
Precisely.
Jerry had to give it away in his last message to Johnson. Can't be helped.
I can always compel you to give me the formula, Captain.
That won't be so easy to do.
We value that formula more than our lives, G-47. We will never give it up.
So, you see, if you sink Johnson's boat with the formula materials on board, your chances are mighty small.
That can wait. Now, if you will look into the reflector carefully, you will see the end of another of your hopes.
What does he mean, Dex?
I don't know. Let me get a good look at that thing. I wonder. Yes. You win that one all right, G-47.
What are you talking about, Tex?
Well, I had an idea Johnson might be able to slip a message to one of those battleships maneuvering around here. That's blown up now. Look, Pat. You can see the ships going away. And they're too far off Johnson's course for him to reach them.
Yes. Especially after Johnson's receiving Jerry's message to come straight to this island. It may have fooled him.
Not a chance. But Johnson figured that for all our sakes, the safe thing to do is to obey the message. He'll have something figured out to help us when he arrives.
But don't you think Johnson might have been able to get a message to those boats without being heard here?
No message could leave there without being heard here.
No, I suppose you're right. I guess all we can do is stand here and watch this. How far are they from the island?
They will meet just north of 28 degrees, about 75 miles from here.
And will this reflector show the meeting? I mean, will we be able to see the details of both ships?
Perfectly. When the time comes, I will increase the power and sharpen the focus. You will have splendid opportunity to witness the surrender.
I'm not going to stay here and see it. I'm going back to the yacht.
You stay here, Pat. We can't do any good on the yacht. We might as well see it, no matter what happens. It'll be better than sitting on the yacht, down in that dark lock and wondering what's happening to those two kids.
J-24Y to J-12C. Jerry Hall to Johnson.
Jerry again, sending a message from that submarine.
Silence.
J-24Y to J-12C. Hello, J-12C. Hello, J-12.
J-12C to J-24Y. Go ahead, J-24. Go ahead, Jerry.
Have important instructions for you, J-12. Copy and repeat.
Right, Hall. Standing by to copy and repeat. Let's have...
Tex, something's happened on the submarine.
It's gone, Dick.
Hey, what's the matter? Can't I go on sending to Johnson?
No, I must replace this tube. You sit over there with Cleostra. Make no move or I shall resort to the magnetic paralysis.
Don't worry, I won't move. Get over so I can sit down, Joan.
Yes, Jerry. And do be quiet. We are nearly to Mr. Johnson's boat now.
We must do nothing to endanger his life.
How about our own lives?
We are quite safe so long as we follow the commander's orders. But we must do nothing to cause Johnson to make a foolish move. It would mean something terrible for him.
You are wise, my little Cleostra.
I wish you'd call her Joan. I don't like that, Cleostra.
Jerry, please, you would do harm.
Now the tube is replaced. You may return to your seat in the control section. Touch nothing, not even this microphone. These tubes heat in a matter of seconds. When the tube glows evenly, send the message. Use care, great care. A mistake would be costly. No.
I got it.
J-24Y, J-12C. Hello, Johnson. Hello, J-12C.
Go ahead, J-24Y. Ready to take your message. Go ahead.
Get this exactly. I am in a submarine running north on your course. Should meet you at latitude 27 degrees, 56 minutes, south. Meet in about 5 minutes, making 25 knots and 8 fathoms water. Meet you at 27 degrees, 56 minutes south, and 124 degrees, 30 minutes west, in 5 minutes. Repeat, J-12.
Right, Hull. You sound like you mean business. Here it is. You are coming north on my course, making 25 knots and 8 fathoms. Meeting my boat at longitude 124-30 west, latitude 27-56 south, in 5 minutes. Right?
Right. Now here's your orders. When you make the position, lay to, we will board you and direct your run to island. You will be about 75 miles from island. You will have to make it straight and fast for all our sakes. Lay to at 27 degrees 56 minutes. We will board you there. Confirm.
Lay to at 27:56. What's it all about, Jerry?
Sorry, no information. You will learn a lot when we board you. Be seeing you in about 4.5 minutes. Saul.
Well, how'd I do?
You are learning. The message approached intelligence. But there was one thing about Johnson's message that does not satisfy me.
I guess my message didn't satisfy him any too well either, from the way he sounded.
I am interested only in technical satisfaction.
What was wrong with the reception?
There was a terrific variation between this wave band and the one used in the previous exchange of messages. Can you account for that?
No, but what of it? He got the message, and that's the main thing, ain't it?
Jerry, do not say ain't.
Okay, Joan. That all, Skipper?
Be more circumspect in your address, Hall. My title is that of Commander.
Oh, I'm sorry. Commander.
That is better. Now you may return to the rear of this section. We cease progress here. SE-1.
Yes, Commander.
Cut all power. Prepare the elevators. Correct your depth gauges. We lay to immediately.
We'll do so at once, Commander.
What's going on now?
I'm not sure, Jerry. This ship has never been on the surface, and yet we are going to board Johnson's boat. I thought no Euclidean submarine ever went to the surface.
You will see this one do it, but in a manner you may not expect. You will take that metal seat with the armrests over there, Hall.
This one?
Yes. Get into it at once.
I'm in it. What now?
You, Cleostra, take the one to your left.
Yes, Commander. I am ready.
You will remain in that position, both of you. One movement, and I will magnetize you to the seat.
I'll hold everything.
I will not move.
That is well.
All power cut. Progress slackening rapidly. We'll be stationary at 100 yards.
Good. And your depth reading?
Gauge shows the axis at exactly 8 fathoms.
Correct. 8 fathoms is the reading here. You will take the ship to an axis depth of 7 fathoms, even keel.
Right. 7 fathoms, even keel. Going up.
Boy, see how nice this boat slants up through the water.
But nothing ever makes a sound.
Yeah, too quiet for me.
It is done to make communication perfect within the boat.
Access reading, 7 fathoms exactly. Boat stationary. Elevators ready. Orders, Commander.
Hold position. I will join you in the forward control section. You two remain exactly as you are.
Aye, aye, Skipper. Yes, Commander.
We will obey orders.
It is well. Now I will take over from you, SE-1.
What's going on, Joan?
We are standing by to board Johnson's boat. It should be directly overhead any moment.
Well, I know all that, but we can't board it from here. Johnson's boat's no submarine. This one will have to go to the surface.
Silence in the central section. Ready, SE-1?
Ready.
Elevate slowly by forward tube. Watch for surface craft.
Hey, Joan, this boat's going to the surface, all right?
I think not, Jerry.
Sure it is. Look at the nose go up.
Yes, but look at the stern go down.
Huh? Say, you're right. This middle section is standing still. This crazy boat is going to stand on end.
I think that is right. Look, Jerry, these seats are mounted in universal brackets. Our position remains upright, while the submarine is tilting rapidly.
I'll say it's tilting rapidly. Look at the commander and the engineer way up there in the air. This is the nuttiest boat ride I ever took.
Paul and Cleostra, come to the forward section at once.
You told us to stay here.
Silence, fool. I have changed my mind.
She's a woman, all right. Even if she is skipper of the submarine.
We must hurry, Jerry, or she will be very angry.
How are we going to get up there? This thing's pretty near straight up and down by now.
Are you blind as well as stupid? The handrail on the catwalk is now perpendicular. The supporting ribs form a ladder at this position. Hurry up that ladder.
Okay. Here we go, Joan. I'll go ahead.
Yes, Jerry, and please hurry.
Climbing a ladder in an upside-down submarine. Boy, this would give the folks back home a laugh.
Well, hurry, Jerry. You climb so slowly.
You will take that swinging platform, Hall. You that one, Cleostra.
I will if I'm able to take anything. How you doing, Joan?
I will take my place in a moment.
Gee whiz. Look down, Joan. The stern of this thing is right under us, 80 feet or more, straight down.
Yes. And look through the transparent steel in the nose of the boat.
Huh? Oh, boy. The nose is out of water.
Silence. You will make ready to open the forward port, SE-1?
Make ready to open the forward port.
Joan, look. That shadow. It's moving. It's Johnson's boat.
Yes, Jerry. Open the port. Prepare to board that boat.
Open the port.